Welcome to the Imprints Lexio podcast from Ecclesia, a guided meditation on an excerpt from this week's Imprints text. During this guided meditation, you'll hear the scripture text read three different times by three different voices. Before each reading, I'll give you a few words of guidance. Remember, the goal of Lexio is not to increase your knowledge of the Bible, interpret it, or to even have some extraordinary experience. Instead, the goal is to listen to what God is saying to you today through the scripture. As the text is read for the first time, listen for the word or phrase that leaps out at you. What word or phrase sticks in your memory? As you hear, take it into your heart and silently repeat or ponder that word or phrase.
Then God spoke all these words. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol, whether in the form of anything that is in heaven above, or that is on the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing children for the iniquity of parents to the third and the fourth generation of those who reject me, but showing steadfast love to the thousandth generation of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not make wrongful use of the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not acquit anyone who misuses his name. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. For 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God, and you shall not do any work, you, your son or your daughter, your male or female slave, your livestock, or the alien resident in your towns. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, but rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and consecrated it. Honor your father and your mother, so that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or male or female slave, or ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor.
What word or phrase leapt out at you? Hold that word or phrase in your heart during this time of silence. Click pause now and spend as much time as you need in silence. As the text is read again, this time by a new reader, continue to meditate on the word or phrase that speaks to you. Let it interact with your thoughts, your hopes, your dreams, and your memories. Consider how this word or phrase is touching your life today.
Then God spoke all these words. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol, whether in the form of anything that is in heaven above, or that is on the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing children for the iniquity of parents to the third and the fourth generation of those who reject me, but showing steadfast love to the thousandth generation of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not make wrongful use of the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not acquit anyone who misuses his name. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. For 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. You shall not do any work, you, your son or your daughter, your male or female slave, your livestock, or the alien resident in your towns. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, but rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and consecrated it. Honor your father and your mother, so that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife or male or female slave or ox or donkey or anything that belongs to your neighbor.
How is the word or phrase touching your life today? Click pause and spend as much time as you need in silence and meditation. As you hear the text read for the third time, listen for the invitation of God. What is this text calling you to do? What is this text calling you to be or become? How is God seeking to shape your life through this text?
Then God spoke all these words. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol, whether in the form of anything that is in heaven above, or that is on the earth below, or that is in the water underneath. You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing children for the iniquity of their parents to the third and fourth generation of those who reject me, but showing steadfast love to the thousandth generation of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not make wrongful use of the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not acquit anyone who misuses his name. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. For 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. You shall not do any work, you, your son or your daughter, your male or female slave, your livestock, or the alien resident in your towns. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, but rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and consecrated it. Honor your father and your mother, so that your days may be long in the land that your Lord God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife or male or female slave or ox or donkey or anything that belongs to your neighbor.
What is God calling you forth to do or be? Let these words shape your heart as you meditate prayerfully in this silence. Click pause and spend as much time as you need in silence and meditation. Now, rest in God's presence. God's arms are open wide, ready to embrace you as a child. Before you return to your activities, spend a few moments in prayer, responding to or asking God to help you respond to the invitation you have received. If you keep a journal, write down some notes about any insights you may have had and what God has spoken to you during this time. As you are finished, go in the grace and peace of the Lord. You have been listening to the Imprints Lexio podcast from Ecclesia in Fairview, North Carolina. For more information about our community, the Imprints curriculum, or other ministries at Ecclesia, go to ecclesiabaptist.org.